Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something very specific and very useful, a warehouse intro roller built from sliced and arranged resampled audio in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school D&B tension opener feel. The idea here is not to make a random intro loop. The goal is to make the first part of the track feel like a statement. Something dark, rhythmic, a little grainy, and already carrying the energy of the tune before the drop fully lands. In drum and bass, that intro is never just the intro. It's the system telling the room what kind of record this is. So we're going to take a short piece of source material, usually a break, a stab, a bass phrase, or a textured Atmos layer, and turn it into a playable, DJ-friendly opener. The magic is in the slicing, the phrasing, and the restraint. Why this works in D&B is simple. A lot of the power comes from controlled evidence. You give the listener enough groove identity to trust the record, but you don't reveal everything. That tension is what makes the drop feel earned. Start with source material that already has character. Don't begin with something too clean and polite. You want tension in the source itself. A four-bar loop with a bit of attack, some tail, and some harmonic dirt is ideal. If you're using a break, make sure it has a clear transient shape. If it's a bass phrase, make sure there's a moment in it that feels recognizable. If it's Atmos, it still needs rhythmic movement or some kind of internal pulse. In Ableton, you can drag that source into an audio track and print a clean pass, or resample it straight away if it already feels musical. The point is to commit the current feel. Don't overthink the raw ingredients forever. Once you hear something with potential, bounce it. Before you slice, print a slightly processed version with attitude, not full destruction. A gentle EQ high pass around the very low rumble, a touch of saturator, maybe the little drum bus if the source needs density. You want the resample to feel a bit closer, a bit dirtier, and a bit more defined than the original. Not smashed, defined. What to listen for here? Does the resample feel like a stronger fingerprint than the source? Are the transients still speaking? Is the tail unified enough that the sound feels like one object? If the punch disappears, back off the drive. We want attitude, not mush. From there, slice it into performance-ready fragments. Don't chop randomly. Think in musical units. You're looking for transient hits, short tails, little two-hit cells, noise accents, and maybe even a breath of silence. In this style, a mix of slice lengths is your friend. Usually 1/8, 1/4, and a few 1/16 moments can give the intro that edited on purpose feel. If it's a break, preserve the kick and snare identity. If it's a bass phrase, keep the most recognizable attack and let the rest become texture. If it's a stab or Atmos layer, anchor the rhythm with the most consonant, percussive parts. The important thing is that the chopped audio still feels like the same source, just reorganized into a darker, more deliberate sentence. Now build the phrase in bars. This is where the intro stops being a loop and starts becoming arrangement. 8 bars is a really strong sweet spot for this kind of warehouse opener. It gives you enough time to establish the motif, breathe, and then reintroduce the strongest hit before the drop. A good shape is to start sparse, then add weight, then create space, then hit again. The first couple of bars can be more minimal, then bring in a heavier slice or break accent, then strip one layer away so the room has air, then bring back the strongest chop right before the next section. What to listen for? Does it feel like forward motion even before the drop? Can you hear a groove memory forming? Does one bar create tension simply because it's emptier than the one before it? In dark D&B, that negative space can hit harder than another fill. After that, shape the groove with micro timing. This is a big one. Don't quantize everything into a dead grid if the source has some life. A slice placed a few milliseconds late can add drag. A key accent slightly the head can add urgency. Tiny offsets are what turn edits into records. Check the intro against a kick and snare skeleton while you're doing this. If the slices are fighting the backbeat, the whole thing loses its warehouse weight. If they sit in the pocket, the record starts to breathe like a proper arrangement. Sometimes the right move is not more processing. It's a timing nudge. Now we make the chops feel like one object with a focused processing chain. Keep it simple. One good tonal chain and, if needed, one atmosphere chain. For the tonal chain, think EQ to clean the bottom, a little saturator for grit, maybe drum bus with restrained drive and a touch of glue compressor if the peaks need to feel unified. Nothing extreme. The goal is cohesion. For the atmospheric chain, you can use auto filter for tension movement, a short dark echo or a small reverb with the low end heavily filtered out. The room should feel large enough to create drama, but not so large that it blurs the bar line. Short, dark ambience usually beats huge wash in this style. What to listen for here? Is the intro staying punchy enough to be DJ-friendly? Or is the processing flattening the emotional shape? If the chops lose their impact, simplify. Darker doesn't always mean more effects. Often it means better contrast. Then automate one or two things across the phrase. Don't overdo it. A slow filter movement opening over 8 bars can work beautifully. A rising delay feedback into a gap can work too. Maybe a subtle gain shift or a device on slash off move. The point is to make the intro evolve, not just repeat. A really strong move is to begin slightly more closed in, then open it up by the last 2 bars. That gives the feeling that the room is getting bigger. If the next section is going to be dense, you might even pull the filter down briefly right before the drop to make the impact feel heavier. If the drop needs release, let it open. If the intro is already speaking clearly, stop adding. That's a key skill in this kind of production. A lot of people keep editing after the motif is already working. At that point, you're not improving the record. You're weakening its identity. Now check it in context. This is essential. A sliced intro can sound amazing on its own and then completely fall apart once the drums and bass arrive. So audition it with your kick and snare backbone, some ghost hats or break top, and at least a placeholder bass statement. Listen carefully to whether the intro is stealing space from the snare, masking the downbeat, or cluttering the midrange. If it is, reduce slice density, dial back delay return, or shorten the sustain. Don't solve an arrangement problem with endless EQ. Often the issue is just too much happening at once. When it works, the intro should feel like it already belongs to the tune, not like a sound design demo, like part of the record's language. Then shape the transition into the next section. This is where you decide how the intro hands off to the drop. You might use a reverse slice, a final filtered hit that opens on the downbeat, a short gap with ambience only, or a little snare pickup that carries the momentum across the bar line. Think in 8-bar sentences. Bars 7 and 8 should already imply what's coming. A really old-school jungle move is to let the transition get a little ragged, a little tape-like, almost as if it was grabbed from a live take. A more modern warehouse roller move is cleaner and more controlled. Either can work. Choose the one that fits the record. Here's a useful contrast to remember. If you want raw energy and underground grit, lean into the ragged transition. If you want precision and club readability, keep it cleaner. Both are valid. Just be intentional. Once the chop logic feels right, print it to audio. That's important. In advanced resampling-based work, if you leave everything live forever, you often slow yourself down and lose the strength of the idea. Commit the intro phrase as a clean audio clip, then continue arranging around it. If you need flexibility, keep one printed version and one editable version. That gives you a safe commit and a backup for variations later. But ideally, once the chop pattern has a readable accent language, trust it. A couple of extra coaching ideas will save you time. Try muting the bass reference and listening for phrasing only. If the chop still feels like a sentence, you've got a strum arrangement. If it feels like random decoration, simplify the slice map. Also, check it quietly. At low monitoring levels, a weak motif falls apart fast. If the pattern disappears when the volume drops, the midrange anchors are too thin. And compare the intro against an empty drop too. If it only feels exciting because of what follows, it may be underwritten. The intro should feel like a threat on its own. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't slice too randomly, don't leave too much sub in the intro print, don't overprocess it into mush, and don't quantize away the groove. Also, don't forget the drum and bass context. A cool intro alone is not enough if it clashes with a snare or bass line when the full arrangement arrives. If you want to push this style darker, there are a few great tricks. Use one ugly layer and one clean layer. Let the ugly layer bring grit and the clean layer bring timing. Keep the low mid-heavy material centered, and let only the decorative top elements get wide. And remember that a single hit appearing once every couple of bars can feel heavier than a constantly busy loop. In DNB, weight is often hidden in the edit, not just in the sound. Now for the practical challenge. Build an 8-bar warehouse intro from one resampled source only. Use stock Ableton devices. Keep the low end restrained. Use no more than 3 slice lengths. Automate just one parameter. Make sure you have one repeating chop motif, one sparse bar, and one clear transition gesture into the next section. Then print the final chop pattern to audio. If you want to push it further, make a second version with a different final bar. Test which one gives the better handoff into the drop. And that's the core of it. A strong warehouse intro in DNB is not about stuffing the arrangement with more sounds. It's about taking one tense source, slicing it with intention, and arranging the edits so they behave like a phrase. Keep the groove readable. Keep the low end disciplined. Keep the transition purposeful. If the intro feels like a dark, rhythmic object that can stand next to your drums and bass without crowding them. You're there. Now go build the 8-bar version, print it, and see if it still feels powerful when you mute the automation. That's the real test.